Now, me personally, I think it's very, very weird that black men want to celebrate the canceling of me as a therapist. Black men are like, we did it. She's no longer providing therapy. What was it that you think you did? Like, what was the goal of all the harassment? Was it to try to break me down? Was it to try to put me in my place? Were you trying to ensure that I was a low income person because I didn't have a license? Y'all talk so much about how black women are gold diggers and they only want you for this and they only want you for that. I am a proud individual that has worked her way up, and I have sustained a business model that allows me to take care of my family. Why would you want to take that away from me? Because when you take it away from one person in the community, that affects so many other people. Do you know how many clients I've had over the years? If I am not able to serve my clients, that means there are going to be a lot of black people who aren't able to get the help that they deserve. That's one less person willing to help them work through their stuff. I know how to pivot. People have tried to do stuff to me throughout the years, so this ain't nothing new. So with y'all coming together to try to cancel me, I'm actually in a better position financially. You messed up because I've actually been making more money than I ever have in the past few months since y'all started harassing me. So I really want to thank y'all for that. Your plan didn't work. Not sorry to tell you that. Instead of y'all having these group chats or these group meetings about how you can harass me, how about y'all come together, pull your little $5 together and your little $5 together and put some money together so y'all can come up with a business plan, so y'all can have some money, so y'all could be doing some work instead of getting on the internet and trying to harass a stranger. If y'all would just pull your resources together, y'all could probably afford a group therapist for y'all so y'all can work on the internalized racism, the patriarchy, the anti-blackness that y'all are experiencing. Y'all can get somebody to help y'all with that. So I encourage you to check that bank account and see if you have at least $5 in there to see if y'all could come together and hire a professional that's willing to help the needy.